Hi, I'm Dr. Kirsten Lauritsen. I'm a personal functional medicine practitioner for high performers and professional athletes. And I've worked with athletes in many different sports, from the U.S. sailing team to endurance sports and triathlon, CrossFit, and professional tennis players across the board in any sport. Maintaining a foundation of a healthy body and mind is crucial for long-term success. This is the podcast that will show you how to apply the principles of a healthy body and mindset to achieve high performance, all from the inside out. This is the Fit and Healthy Athlete Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fit and Healthy Athlete Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirsten Lauritsen. And today we are talking all about when hydration or dehydration is not the cause of your muscle cramping. So it's really, really common for athletes to consistently think that, like, if they cramp in their races and their workouts and their training sessions and all of those things, that it has to do all with electrolytes and dehydration. Well, this is also really common too for athletes to also drink a lot of water and not take a whole lot of electrolytes and flush out a lot of their electrolytes as well. So today, what we're going to talk about are the different reasons behind why some athletes can experience a lot of exercise-associated cramping. And then we're going to talk about what you can do to start exploring and fixing that issue if this is something that you experience. So let's dive in. So back in 2022, there was a recent study that came out that was looking at the difference between dehydration and electrolyte depletion, and then also muscle damage. And one of the things that they found is very, very interesting. In 88 marathon runners, 20 of them in this particular study that was released in 2022, I can link it down below, but you can also look this one up just for marathon dehydration and electrolyte depletion and muscle damage, and it should pop right up for you. And in 88 marathon runners, 88 ended up in the study. And out of all of those, 20 of those athletes started cramping in the middle of this marathon. And so they tested all the things. They tested for hydration, dehydration, sodium, potassium, and like weight loss, and you know, all of those things. They tested for all those different like body mass change, all those different markers. And what they also did is they tested for creatine kinase, and they also tested for lactate dehydrogenase. And what they found is that there weren't any differences between the sodium, potassium, electrolyte markers that you would have thought you would have seen. But instead, they found that muscle damage markers were really high. So what this suggested is that the reason why athletes were cramping really didn't have anything to do with hydration or dehydration and electrolyte balance, but it had more to do with the fact that the muscles had undergone so much damage that then led to cramping. So in some ways, you could say it could be a form of undertraining and not necessarily just endurance. What they're really pointing out is that if an athlete is missing enough strength conditioning, then that is really where athletes can get into trouble, especially with cramping. So that's one reason why strength conditioning is really important. And there's not a whole lot of athletes that hear this and know that one of the reasons that we can sometimes see cramping is we always think of hydration and we always think of electrolytes. And what else do I need to learn there? When in fact, it actually could be something entirely different, and it could have a lot more to do with how the muscles are under load and if they are actually trained up to be able to sustain that load. This will be a kind of short episode, but another reason why some athletes will suffer and deal with a lot of muscle cramping has to do with nutrient deficiencies, and that's far beyond sodium and potassium. Vitamin D deficiencies actually can also cause some cramping in muscles too. So that is just one other thing to potentially get tested, is to make sure that, especially if you're dealing with muscle cramping and you have done all the things on the hydration side, that is another reason why you might want to just get a lab done, take a look at all of your different vitamin and mineral levels, and then be able to make sure that all of those are shored up. And you might find that that might be another solution behind why you might be muscle cramping. So I know this was a shorty, Also, I'll say one more thing that can be very effective for athletes, especially for muscle cramping, that goes beyond vitamin D. Also, magnesium. Magnesium is a micronutrient, a mineral that is absorbed and utilized by a lot of different things in the body. Your immune system loves it. Your muscles love it. And so many different processes that happen in the body use magnesium. So, and especially if you're experiencing any stress, or you have are putting high stress or load on your system through training, one of the things that can happen is you could potentially find yourself magnesium deficient. And if that is the case, then that is also another reason sometimes why athletes can tend to cramp. And it also can be very effective to use like a topical magnesium, so you bypass the GI tract. Those are just a couple of things that we work with athletes, depending on what they have going on and depending on what's going on in their lab testing, that can be pretty effective, especially if they're finding that they are cramping a lot and they really can't find the root cause of where it's coming from. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you are interested in learning more about hydration and fueling, we're almost done wrapping up this whole series. But if you're interested in learning more, you can head to drhearson.com/finishstrong. And I talk all about micronutrient deficiencies, hydration, fueling for your physiology, so that you can really dial that in for you and make sure that you're not just following any sort of like random advice, and you can really get it tuned in. And that's really where athletes seem to get the most out of their training and their fueling and hydration plans. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Take care.
Hey, did you know that up to 70% of athletes may be deficient in at least one micronutrient, if not potentially deficient in two or more? Micronutrient deficiencies like vitamin D, iron, calcium, vitamin E, B12, B9 are super common in athletes, and they can lead to things like fatigue. They can lead to injuries and fractures, getting sick a lot and missing practice, to unexplained pain, and a lot more. On the flip side though, athletes who corrected nutrient deficiencies saw improvements in VO2 max, vertical jump, grip strength, force, improved delayed onset muscle soreness, and a lot more. That's why I created the Strong to the Finish Line free guide for athletes like you to be able to train and compete symptom-free, so that you can have the confidence and the power to perform at your best. Get this guide for free at drkearson.com/finishstrong.